True Story, Part 2. Later at the Royal Society of Medicine in London.
James Phipps never caught cowpox or smallpox. I've found a new name for cowpox, variolae vaccinae. My method is vaccine inoculation.
Just 20 years after Jenner's death, vaccine inoculation is already widely used. People now call it vaccination.
I hope this method is safe. I don't want to catch smallpox.
I know someone who was vaccinated and then caught smallpox. He was ill, but he didn't die. That's progress.
Other scientists continue to study infectious diseases, illness caused by germs, bacteria, and viruses attacking the body. One of these scientists is Louis Pasteur in France. Pasteur is interested in this because three of his daughters have died of typhoid. Pasteur spends a lot of time studying germs. At the time, doctors didn't think that such small organisms could kill an animal or a person.
How can I kill these germs? They are so small.
He studies fowl cholera, which kills lots of poultry on farms.
These hens are dead. Let's repeat the experiment. Maybe we inoculated them with germs that were too aggressive. These ones didn't catch cholera. We injected them with weakened germs. These hens were able to defend themselves against the illness.
In May 1881, Louis Pasteur visits a farm.
I did an experiment on some hens. Now I'm going to try it on your sheep. Pasteur thinks he can protect the sheep from anthrax. These sheep are all healthy. We will inoculate half of them against anthrax.
Later?
Then we will inject all the sheep with full-strength anthrax bacteria to see which ones survive.
June the 2nd, 1881. The experiment is finished.
The 25 sheep inoculated by Pasteur are all alive. The others are dead.
In Paris.
Congratulations, Louis. Your experiment worked.
Thank you.
Next, Pasteur studies rabies. It's a horrible disease that kills both animals and humans. He tries to isolate the rabies virus. He does hundreds of experiments to try and understand rabies.
Be careful. The rabies virus is in the saliva of infected animals.
The 4th of July, 1885, a rabid dog bites a boy called Joseph Meister in Alsace.
Help!
Joseph's mother takes him to Paris.
Can you save my son, Mr. Pasteur?
I have counted 14 bites. We have never inoculated a human against rabies.
This is very risky. Are you sure you know what you're doing?
The 6th of July. Joseph is inoculated.
Joseph, I'm going to give you a series of injections over 10 days. Each time, the germs will be more aggressive.
After 13 inoculations.
Joseph, you are the first person to be inoculated against rabies.
Thank you, Mr. Pasteur.
I think it's a success.
Joseph is saved and Louis Pasteur becomes famous.
We can protect people from infectious diseases by inoculating them with a weakened form of the disease.
Many people want the rabies vaccine.
I live in the south of France. I have come to be vaccinated.
I've come from America.
Pasteur created a research institute in Paris. Today, scientists there and around the world continue to study diseases and how to cure them. Smallpox has been completely wiped out worldwide.
Yeah.
Vaccines have saved millions of lives, but new diseases are still appearing. The end.